We're in Simen Mem Hey. Okay, and we're going to be Messiah Ezrat Hashem Hilchos Tefillin. Mem Hey Din Tefillin Bebeis HaKvaros Bebeis HaMerchat. We have two sifin. The first one talks about the Beis HaKvaros and the second one talks about the Merchat. Okay, Aleph. Asur Likanes Bebeis HaKvaros O Betoch Arba Amos Shalmeis Utfillin Barosho Mishum Loeg Larash The imhe mechusim mutter. So we have a concept called lo egla rash, lo hamesim yadaluka. Once a person is nifter, so then he can't do mitzvahs anymore. That's the word nifter, pater for mitzvahs. And therefore, for us to do mitzvahs in front of a kever, in front of a mace, so then that is ki'ilu making fun of the mace. It's lo egla rash, making fun of the poor person, like a wealthy person says, I have money and you don't, so I can do mitzvahs and you can't. And we're not allowed to do that. And that's what we saw by Hilchos Tzitzis, that the tzitzis, you can't wear your tzitzis out when you go to a Beis HaKvaros. That's obviously very common. Comes up all the time. Good. And you have to tuck in your tzitzis. And who are doing with the tefillin? You can't wear tefillin in a Beis HaKvaros because of Lo Egla Rash. But if it's covered, just like the tefillin are tucked in, they're covered, it's okay. Who are doing with the tefillin? I think it also comes up Hilchos Krishma. You're not allowed to say Krishma. Okay. Or the, let's say Tehillim and a basic kvaras, right? A levaya, those things that are lechvon ames, that's okay. They say Tehillim, they say Devei Torah, Kaddish, things that are lechvon ames, that's okay. But it's not to say Krishma to Dav and things like that, that's not appropriate, and that is asur. Mishabur Sifkatan Al, Beis HaKvaros, Vafil Toch Dal Amos, Shal Makom Hatchalat HaKvarim, Gam Kein Asur. Dal Amos from the beginning, is my name, most of us wear tefillin for Shachris. So this is not relevant. We don't go with tefillin, to a levaya. We don't go walk around all day with tefillin. Those people who do wear tefillin, so then this would be somewhat lemaisa. Okay? So the whole deal and the whole discussion, Beis HaKvaros, mace, there is a fence, there's not a fence, a whole big bialochi here with three different shitas. I don't want to go into all this. Look at Sifkatan Beis. The cost of ha? There's the Canaan. The kol osa cheder shemes munach bo choshev kedal amos shel mes. Umagin gibarim cholik la b'kasa dena tofes rak dal amos. So is it dal amos or is it the room? And Yaakov Moshe pointed out this morning that we find the same discussion by Negovasa. You're not supposed to walk dal amos, and some say that the whole room is considered dal amos. What? Magin gibarim. Gam shama yesh cholkim. Okay, so here it's a machlokes. Yeah, everyone agrees that not everyone agrees. The afilu kevesh al katan shadayin lo gil lechal mitzvah. Afilu hachi ein lichnos sham etfilim barosh mishum lo egla rash. Even though the katan was never chayim in a Torah mitzvah, there's still a lo egla rash by the kever of a katan. What did you say? What did you say by a woman who is not chayim in tzitzis and tefillin? So is a lo egla rash by tzitzis and tefillin for a woman who's not chayiv in tzitzis and tefillin? Machlokes?
It is a maritza alon.
Who is machmer?
That kid is saying he brings the maritza alon. B'shem ha'el rabbi.
Yeah.
She'u matir.
She'u matir.
Aval maritza alon
atzmo. Atzmo machmer. Okay, so that's machlokes. And by kivrei tzadikim, this is b'chal not shayach. By Kever Racham, Arsenach Pela, Rashbi, Beminyanim, Davin, Panotalis, Kesotar, everything, Tzitzis, Tfilin. So there's no law of the Rashbi, Kever Tzadikim, which are considered Makomos HaKadoshim, which are Mesugal for Davin. Okay, Mishra Sivkat and Gimel, Vitzach Shigama Ritzuos, Tiena Mechusos, you have to cover the whole Tfilin, even the Ritzuos. Okay, and therefore, even though the shel yad is usually covered, but you have to take the ritzulos off the hand. Okay, again, not so relevant for us. Again, for homework, there's a nice bir halacha, the three shittas, and what's the dal ramas, and beis hakvaros, and with a fence, and without a fence, and how close? Fine. Okay, sif beis. The beis hamerchatz, or a beis hamerchatz, is split up into three rooms. Let's see, the mechaber is going to tell us. The beis hamerchatz, beis hachitzon shekol ha'omdim bohem levushim. So the outer room, everybody used to be dressed, and they sort of would take off. I think it sounds like Mishnah Berurah says sivkatan dat shedarkam ayal la'achas shalom shu achaluk bebeis haimtzoi ileilach bebeis hachitzon v'ligmar halavisha. Sounds like the outer room, they were always somewhat dressed. You never take off, let's say, their shirts in the outer room and then go in and take off the undershirt. But in the outer room, they were always at least wearing an undershirt. Okay? They were always somewhat covered. So, Beisach Yitzon Shekol Omdim Bo Heim Levushim. Everyone is dressed. Yicholin Laniach Sham Tfilin Lechatchila. You could put on tefillin even Lechatchila. Okay, that's one room. Because everyone's dressed, no problem. Inside the middle room, which is the room where people get dressed and undressed, so it makes us bnei adam omdim sham levushim. It makes us on our room. Some people are dressed and some people are not dressed. So there, eino yachol lahanicham lechatchila. You can't put tefillin on lechatchila. But im hayu barosho eino tach lechatzon. You don't need to take off the tefillin. It's sort of like a beinuni kind of room. That was the same room we said yesterday that Rav Henkin was big posik in America. I believe great grandfather of the couple that were killed on Sukkot. So Rav Henkin wanted to say that Bizmanenu, our bathrooms, which are very clean, have the din of the bayis haemtzai, cheder haemtzai of the merchatz. Okay, so by merchatz in general, there's basically two reasons why we aser. There's either a reason that people are not dressed, or because through the heating up of the merchatz, it creates a lot of zuama and steam, and it's just something that's considered halachically problematic. So now the Mishabur discusses Mishabur Sif Katan Hey, Miksas in a room. So the middle room, some are dressed, some are not dressed. Yesh Amrim, Dim Ata Ein Sham Adam Arum. What if you're the only one there? No one's there. So Yesh Amrim, the Mutu Lanich Bot Tfilin Ulavarech. You can make a bracha, you put on Tfilin, make a bracha. The whole reason that this room is problematic is because some people are not dressed. But if it happens to be right now, you're in the room and there's nobody there, so then no problem. The Yesh Osrim, I came at the Mokum, you had the din mechatzala bimiktasa. Okay, that meaning even right now, this second, there's no one there undressed, but this is a room that's used for getting undressed, and therefore it's a din merchatz. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Ubeis ha-tvila mashma betazim and pei dalin a mikvah din bayis emtzai yesh alachal davar, that the mikvah, which in those days was cold, basically, and not hot, and therefore it doesn't have the hevel and the problem with the steam, just the problem with people not being dressed. So it has a din of a bayis emtzai alachal davar, rak berchas ha-tvila mutalavarech ba ayin sham tamo. But those who make a bracha in the mikvah, a woman makes a bracha in the mikvah, a ger, tzedek, makes a bracha in the mikvah, so that would be okay. But stam, to make a shakol nevedvaro, or a pronounced tefillin, would not be okay. U'me'amogin avram, it's simit ha-mashvah, d've'ein ba'odam arom, arum mutter la'aniach ba'tefillin. U'levarech, hold on. If there's nobody there that's undressed, you're allowed to put on tefillin, and you're allowed to make a bracha. The davka b'merchatz ichmiru. He's talking about where in the mikvah. The davka b'merchatz ichmiru af apish ein sham adam. Why were they machmer by a merchatz? And he says we're machmer by merchatz even though there's no one there. Because mishum shezu hamaso rabba mehevel achamin shem mishtam shemba. Because they use the hot water and they heat up the water and there's this steam and creates this zuama, that's the problem. Hold on, Mashiach came to mikvah, the mikvah is cold. Now he says in brackets, in the mikvah is hot, v'im shochem b'gam kicham in yesh la'ayin. But if you have a warm mikvah, which ours are nowadays, so then it's not so simple, yesh la'ayin, because then l'chara, mikvah should be just like a merchatz. Although they say, even though it's still not as hot as a merchatz.
Go to the bet merchatz before.
Okay, right. That's a separate thing. If you have a merchatz there anyway, so it might have a din merchatz, right? That's a good question. How does that work? How do you make a bracha in the mikvah if it's in? So there might be some sort of hefzik there. Well, I don't know.
He
said we have both in the same room, basically.
No, more than that. I'm saying היום במקווה עצמו אין זוהמה כל כך, כי רוב האנשים מתקלחים לפני ש...
No, the zoom is not from the people. It's from the hevel of the steam, of heating up the water. אבל אם יהיה שם אדם ערום, אוסר להיכנס בה בתפילין. v'kisei hakodesh. You're not allowed to come into a room with tefillin kisei hakodesh if there are people who are not dressed. Why? The osur la'amod lifnei Hashem orum. You're not allowed to be in front of tefillin and svarim without clothes on. Now this is very relevant. The person has a sefer next to his bed, gets dressed in the morning, it could be he's undressed. So the Mechaber tells us in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch that a person should get dressed under his covers and be very tzniyistic. Okay, not everyone is always so makbid on that, but here you see that this is a also lama lifnei Hashem orum. Now, but we did have a very strong kasha because the bayis emtzoi, you let it go with tefillin, and there are people there that are mamish orum. Does he ask the kasha?
Oh, yeah, say something else by the mezuzah.
Okay, I don't want to get into mezuzah. Okay, he says here also about the candles. Brought down not to change a baby's diaper in front of candles.
No, that was a piscatuous.
A piscatuous? Oh, then here it says. Okay, to change a baby in front of Svarim could be a problem.
What's the difference from a regular?
They bring down different sheetahs to change a baby. Change a baby in front of Svarim could be a problem. What do you mean Adam Acher? It could be there's a difference. The Gabi near Shabbos, the Rama writes in Hilchos Shabbos that the children should not be uncovered in front of near Shabbos because of Bizui Mitzvah. So that's a whole discussion. So why don't we say that? Do we say that by other things? Or don't say that by other things? Maybe dafka by candles, because candles are giving light and you're using the light of the candles to change your baby's diaper. Also might be a problem. Yeah, okay, needs more homework. This is very nogea, it comes up all the time. Okay, so that's the bayis haemtzoi, and then the bayis hapnimi shekol haomdim sham arumim. There, no one is dressed. I feel like a barosho, even if he's still wearing his tefillin, tzarech lechatzon. There, he has to take off his tefillin. And here, Mishnah Berurah says, tifkatem vav bezel kuli ama afilu ein sham adam arum. Even if there's no one there undressed, why? Dinefisha zume ukubeis hakisei damya, because there's a lot of zuma from the steam of the heating up of the water, and therefore has a din of a beis hakisei. And that was basically the Magen Avraham wanted to say beis hakisei is worse. And here you see tefillin you can't wear in the beis hapnimi. So how can the Ramah say that you can wear tefillin into a beis hakisei? The beis hakisei is worse than the beis hapnimi. Okay, that is the end of Simon Mem Hei. Baruch Hashem, finish Hilchos Tefillin Mizyat Dishmaya, and we should be Zorcha to finish 6 Chalakim Mishnah Berurah, Dal Chalakim Shulchan Aruch, Mizyat Dishmaya. Everyone's invited to have a chocolate tefillin.